Menachos, Perkut Beis, Mishnah Beis. Ha'ime harei alai b'machvas ve'hevi b'marcheshes. We learned about, earlier in the Masechta, different types of korbonis of menachos. One's called a minchas machvas, one's called a minchas marcheshes. He was mekabel on himself, harei olai, which is a neder, not a nedova. It's a neder that he's going to bring machvas. Alamaisi brought a marcheshes, or he said harei olai b'marcheshes. Behavi v'machvas. And the ma'isi brought v'machvas. Mashehevi hevi. The mincha itself is kosher. There's no reason why it shouldn't be. However, v'dechivos lo yotzei. The ma'isi wasn't yotzei dechivosoi. However, let's say he had in front of him in his soro in soiles, and he says zu. He takes the raw material that's needed for a mincha. Lahavi b'machvas. He says zu lahavi b'machvas. He's Kilu menadavit. That's the difference, by the way, between a neder and a nedova, is when a person says, harei olai korban shlamim, he becomes responsible. Let's say then he's magdish a korban, a behema. He brings it, the behema is a balmum, the behema is a trefa. He has to bring another one. He said, harei olai. If he says, harei zu, so the korban is a korban, but he's not mukhuyiv to it. So if the behema is found to be a balmum, trefa, whatever it is, or became posel, the halach is that the behemah is posel. He wasn't yotzei day, but there's no chayvasai. He didn't bring a carbon, but he's not mechuyev. So that's why it's not a neder, it's a nedova. See, here what he did was the equivalent. He said, zu lahavi b'machmas, vehevi b'marcheshes, vehevi b'machmas, harei zu psula. There is, like we just described, a kula in a nedova over a neder, but there's also a chumra. That since the carbon is already that, it can't be brought for something else. If he says harei olai shlomim, and then he brings a carbon oila, okay? So he still has an outstanding neder to bring a shlomim, but at least the oila is a kosher oila. But if he turns it into a shlomim, he says harei zu shlomim, and he brings it as an oila, then you have a paslus. Shalai l'shma. Now, every shalai l'shma also, there's no chiyuv. So mele, he won't have to bring another one. But over here, when he says lahavi machvas, we're not talking about psul shalei l'shma. We're talking about he did the maisa of making it into a macheshes, or a macheshes did the maisa of making it into a machvas. Harei zeh psula, because the neder is already hukva in the soilus that's what it has to be. Harei olai shnei esroinim lahavi b'kli echad v'hevi b'shnei kelim. He speaks out. A person can bring a mincha of as many esroinim until 60, like we said, because then it can be b'kli echad. So let's say he says Shnei Esroinim, and he speaks it out that it should be B'kli Echot, and it's brought B'Shnei Kelim V'Hevi B'Kli Echot, Mashehevi Hevi Dechavos L'Yotzom. It has to fit exactly the neder that he brought. However, Elu, he's Minadev L'Hovi B'Kli Echot V'Hevi B'Shnei Kelim. B'Shnei Kelim V'Hevi B'Kli Echot, the way he spoke it out is the way it was Nitvas the Kedusha. So if it's brought the wrong way, Harei Elu P'sulim. Harei Olai Shnei Esroinim L'Hovi B'Kli Echot. He says, "Beloshen neder, tu esroinim b'kli echad v'hevi b'shnei kelim." Amru loy b'kli echad nadarto. He brings b'shnei kelim. They say, "Vaseis, didn't you say lahavi b'kli echad?" Hikrivon b'kli echad ksherim. What the Mishnah is really saying is that they remind him b'kli echad nadarto. He takes out the soilus from the shnei kelim, so it wasn't the skadish. As a chalais cheftz of a carbon b'shnei kelim was a mistake. It was a toys. They remind him, subsided. The kiddush they did b'klisharis is a mistake. He puts it right away into the kli echad, and that's how it becomes the skadish. So mistake, no harm done, and then ksherim. U b'shnei kelim, if he does it the way, not the way he said it's going to be done, subsulim. Hare olai shnei esroinim lahavi b'shnei kelim. Let's say he said shnei esroinim to bring in shnei kelim, baby b'kli echad. Omru loy b'shnei kelim nadarto. They tell him b'shnei kelim. Again, he kriven b'shnei kelim. Ksher, yeah, it was a mistake. However, over here there's a kula. Nisone b'kli echod, k'shtei menochos shenis arvu. It becomes like two menochos that were nisarv. It's like two menochos that has to be brought b'shnei kelim. So now we have a din. Kosher it is, but you have to make a kmitza from each one of the menochos. We had this before in Perek Gimel. And if there's nisham, we call mincha shishol kaimitz, that's loy nisarv. So it's possible to make a kmitza on the chelik that wasn't nisarv. then you have two kosher menachos. But if they're completely mixed up, he has a problem. Ayin Shom and Perek Gimel, Mishneh Gimel, on how that plays itself out.